Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Monday, January 17th, 2022. This is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Marvelous Mshanganyafuye, broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about COVID-19, the Martin Luther King Jr. Day, and issues faced by foreigners in South Africa.
But first, let's take a look at COVID-19. In its daily report, the Minister of Health reports that 4 people died of COVID-19 in Zimbabwe yesterday and 144 tested positive for COVID-19. More than 5,240 people have succumbed to COVID-19 in Zimbabwe since the pandemic started.
The ministry also reports that over 4.2 million Zimbabweans have so far received their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine and at least 3.2 million their second dose.
And coming back here to the United States, today is Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. The United States marks the birthday of a civil rights icon as voting rights and racial justice remain central to the country's politics.
And Zimbabweans are living in fear in South Africa after some of them were forcibly removed from marketplaces and rented houses by an organization calling itself South Africa First.
And in soccer, Zimbabwe will be clashing with Guinea tomorrow in the Africa Cup of Nations. The Warriors are already out of the tournament after falling to Senegal and Malawi in 2 previous games.
Ibambe mashaba zulu linjani lapho kona endaweni zonke zomhlaba ezijeneyo. Namhlanje ke sixoxa COVID-19 kuba sokubuya ke kunoko kubhekana labantu kule South Africa. Njalo sikhumbule lo suku lwe Martin Luther King Jr. Day konapha ke kwele Melika. Siphinde njalo ke siqale ke ngithi siqale nge COVID-19. Uhlangothi lwezempila kahle lubika ukuthi kulabantu abayi 4 ababulewe COVID-19 izolo. Kwathi abayi 5,000 singathi ke abayi 144 bahlolwe batholakala belomkhuhlane lo. Uhlangothi lolu lubika ukuthi kusukela nyakenye sukula abantu 5,247 asebabulawa i-COVID-19. Kwathi ke abahlolwa batholakala belomkhuhlane lo bayi 226,078. Also, white people COVID-19, 207,102,000. So, can you Wise ewumuntu wayelela ilungelo likaZulu njalo elwisana lokuthi abantu abamnyama kumbe ngithi abantu abansundu bevote. So nxa sikhangela khona manje kanye ngazani ke ukuvota sokungani kuyahlupha kule Melika. Sikhuluma nje ama-Republicans wanazama ukuthi avimbe ukuthi abantu abansundu bevote, kodwa ama-Democrats ahambisana lakhonokhu ukuze ukuthi abantu begcine bevota ngonanzelelo njalo imfanelo yabo uba bevote elizweni leli. So ngase singena kokunye njalo kule South Africa abantu badudulwa khona ngale ke sizokuthiwa bayaxotshwa emikambo, bayaxotshwa endaweni ezijeneyo, bexotshwa ke ngabakunhlanganiso okuthiwa yi-South Africa First. Khanya sokuhlupha sibili ngani kuyakhathaza ngani abasafunakali kule South Africa. Abanye bakhitshwa lezindlini umuntu ezihlalele ezokuthiwa aphume uhambe. So khonokho ke kuyabakhathaza abantu. Ye ngase sikhangela njalo emdlalweni wenguqu eleZimbabwe linqikelana ke elekudini kusasa. Siyakhumbula ukuthi elegini phela kube ngathi ke leZimbabwe lishaywe yiMalawi. Malawi ishaywe iZimbabwe yalahle phansi sibonile khona ngale 2-1. So abanye bathi kuyafana nokuthi ke imbuzi ilume umuntu, so kumbe ngithi imvu ilume umuntu. So kuzima singazi ukuthi kusasa kuhamba njani Zimbabwe versus Guinea. Guinea iqinile phela okunye okumangalisayo. Marvelous. So kunjalo. Ya kunjalo.
Aiwa, tinokuchingamidza ine mufaro pano pachirongwa chedu nemutemo mukuru kudai January 17. Nasi tichange tichitarisa isu nyaya yedenda rechirwere cheCOVID-19 uye zvakare tichitarisa zuva rekurangarirwa imomo nomuAmerica raDr. Martin Luther King raivo ivo murwiri wekodzero dzevanhu vatema imomo nomuAmerica. Saka nasi vari kurangarirwa muno uyezve ndo vakakwanisa kuitira kuti vanhu vatema vawanikwewo vachibviswa panyaya dzemusararaganda vachizowanikwawo vachibvumidzwa kuti vavhote. Aiwa, tombotarisa nyaya yecovid-19 pari zvino. Bazi rezveutano rinozivisa kuti pane vanhu 4 vakawanikwa ivo vachishaya kubva kudenda recovid-19 nezuro, uyezve vanhu 144 vakawanikwa ivo vachibatwa vari positive kudenda iri recovid-19. Kubva denda iri ratanga munyika rawanikwa iro richiuraya vanhu vanosvika 5240 munyika pari zvino. Tombotarisa vamwewo vawanikwa ivo vachidaiwa nhomba yecovid-19 pari zvino. Vanhu vari kusvika 4.2 million. Kunyange zvazvo nyika yeZimbabwe iri kuti inofanira kubaya vanhu 10 million kuitira kuti nyika iwane iyo herd immunity. Saka ndozvimwe zvatinenge tiri kukurukura nazvo, asi tisivakanganwe kuti nhasi sezvo ratataura riya raMartin Luther King Jr. Izororo imomo nomuAmerica, asi tiri zviri pabasa sezvo basa rekutora nhau hapana zororo. Asi tinoona kuti vari kurangarirwa imomuno, uyezve tiri kuona vazhinji vachienda kunoona zvivakwa zvavo zviri muno muWashington zvakaitwa izvo kuvarangarira mabasa avakaita. Taona zvakare mutungamiri wenyika yemuno muAmerica vaJoe Biden nemudzimai wavo vachienda ikoko kuzvivakwa vachinoona, nekuti zviri padyo nemuzinda mukuru weWhite House imomuno. Tutarisa zvakare nyaya iri kunetsa pari zvino, nyaya yezviri kuitika muSouth Africa, umo zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kugara zvakabata izvo tingati matumbu mumaoko, uyezve vachityira upenyu hwavo sezvo pane ipo rimwe bato kana kuti gungano riri kuzviti South Africa First ririmo imomo muAmerica ririmo muSouth Africa riri kuwanikwa iro richityisidzira vanhu zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe nezvekune dzimwe nyika zviri imomo vatingati vabva kure vese vari muSouth Africa vachiti vari kuvabvisa panzvimbo dzavari kutengesera uyezve nekune dzimwe nzvimbo dzavari kugara. Saka tingati bato iri kana kuti organizationi iri kuzviti iyo South Africa First. Saka ndo imwe nyaya yatinayo tisingakanganwe zvakare kuti mangwana chikwata chemaWarriors tichawanikwa icho ichichitamba neGuinea mumakwikwi eAfrica Cup of Nations. Kunyange hazvo mutambo uyu taakungouti idead rubber nekuti vanofanira kungoutamba, asi takaona vachidyiwa chikwata chemaWarriors chichidyiwa icho neMalawi zvakakatyamadza uyezve zvikashungurudza zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvizhinji. Takaona vachidyiwa 2-1 pane mitambo yavakatamba wokupedzisira. Asi regaitenderere mberi nechirongwa chedu chanhasi, tine zvizhinji zvatichange tiri kukurukura ipo pano.
Yes, I think we are going to receive a call right now from Busana Busontini. He is in USA. He's going to be talking about what is going on in terms of the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. I think we've got Mr. Santini on the line. Mr. Santini, welcome to the program, sir. Can you hear me, Mr. Santini?
Yes, I can hear you. How are you?
Oh, very fine. How are you? Welcome to our program.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Happy New Year to you. Happy New Year to the viewers.
Thank you so much, and happy holiday.
Happy holiday to you.
Yes, tell us a bit about the Martin Luther King Jr. Day, just briefly, and then we go into it fully.
So, Martin Luther King, you know, when you talk about MLK, he is one of the, few civil rights, fighters that helped the, many programs in the U.S., especially when you look at things like, voting and black people being able to vote and black people being able to set certain jobs. When you look at the likes of Obama, I truly believe without Martin Luther King, with the fight that he did, I don't think we could have had a black president. So he did a lot of things for black people, people of color. Today we celebrate him, we celebrate his birthday for all the good works that he did for us.
Yes, Marcus, do you have a question? Yeah.
Maybe just to, what can Zimbabwe also learn from what we're seeing happening here in America from the work that Dr. Martin Luther King did? Can Zimbabwe draw any lessons?
Oh, yeah, definitely. How are you, Gadot? There is a lot that we can learn. I think we need to recognize our heroes, have such special days. When you have a hero like Martin Luther King, he's celebrated, he'll be celebrated for many, many years to come. For me, I think what is important really is to make sure that the works of people like Martin Luther King, are held into the future. So when I look at Zimbabwe, if I have to, take this to Zimbabwe, mm-hmm. I know that in Zimbabwe, there was a liberation war, people went to war, people lost their lives. The core, thing that they fought for was one man, one vote. But when you look at what's happening in Zimbabwe now, that one man, one vote is no longer respected. So it is my hope that those that are in power in Zimbabwe can respect people's rights, human rights, and also when it comes to elections, that they respect the one man, one vote.
Yeah, masikhangeleke usuku lolu kwe Martin Luther King Jr. Day. So ngathi ke isusa sangkhona singaphi njalo ukubona njalo kulezi nsuku siyabona ukuthi kulabantu abalwela ukuthi bavote labanye abavimbayo ukuthi akumelanga abanye abantu bevote. So ukubona njani khona kuba?
Yeah, njengoba sisatsho phambilini ukuthi uMartin Luther King walwela ama-rights abantu entweni eziningi, ikakhulu indaba yamavoti. Siyazi ukuthi abantu abamnyama babengavunyeli ukuvota. So kodwa siyananzela ukuthi okwenzakalayo kwamanye ama-states, ungakhangela kuma-southern states lapho labantu abamnyama khona, kula bantu abazamayo ukusuppressa ivoti yabantu abamnyama, kumbe ngithi abantu abakhanya bedubeka ngoba babona bengabantu abajale ukuvotela ama-democrat. So siyabona ama-republican kuma-state athize bayazama imizamo yonke ukuthi abantu abamnyama bengavoti. And lokhu bakwenza ngokutshintsha imithetho, asithi nxa kuwukuthi umuntu wake waphambanisa okomthetho, bafuna ukubathathela ilungelo lokuvota ngenxa yokuthi ake baphambanisa okomthetho. Ikakhulu siyazi ukuthi baningi abantu abamnyama abatholakala besemajele, so bathi sebephuma emajele bengasavunyelwa ukuvota, yikho abakuzamayo kuma-state athize.
So now, kungalungiswa njani konke lokhu? Siyabona ukuthi ama-democrats azi ngamasibili ukulwisana lakho, kodwa azaphumelela yini? Uyabona njani?
Hayi, kumele abantu beqhubeke besilwa, kumele kube labanye abantu abazalwa ngoMartin Luther King. Akudingakali ukuthi ube ngumuntu omnyama, kodwa kumele kube labantu belikhiwa elizakulwa lilwela ukuthi lokhu Martin Luther King owakulelayo sakuphiwa uyaqhubeka sikuthole. Kuzaba nzima ikakhulu ngakhalenta njabo Georgia, ngoba kwesikhanxa ukuthi kuyindawo econtrolwa yiwo ama-Republican, bazayenza intando yabo. Kodwa sithembeni ukuthi the federal level uBiden le-administration yakhe, kumbe sithi Congress, enxa bazafaka imithetho ethize ezakwenza ukuthi abantu behloniphe amavoti abantu.
Ye, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke. So looking at how things are happening right now in Zimbabwe, is there any equivalence on what Martin Luther King was doing here? In Zimbabwe with what he did here in USA?
Yeah, I think I'll equate what Martin Luther King did to the liberation struggle. Like I said before, our fathers and our forefathers went to war to liberate us. I think at the core was making sure that we get that one man, one vote, that every person can choose who they want to lead. So I think you can draw a parallel there with what Martin Luther King was doing. He was fighting for many rights, not only, elections. There were, women rights and many other things. So I think definitely we can take a lesson from what Martin Luther King, and we can just put that in any environment, whether it is in Zimbabwe or elsewhere in Africa or the world, you can pretty much apply those things like Martin Luther King was fighting for.
Okay, so Marvelous, go ahead.
Martin Luther King vakawanikwa ivo vachibata mabasa ekuhwira kodzero dzevanhu kuti vanhu vacheta nekodzero dzevanhu kadzi zvakare kuti vanhu kadzi vabvumirwe kuvhota uyezve kuti vanhu vechitema vawanikwe ivo vachipiwawo mukana wekuti vasawanikwe vachiitwa zverusarira ruganda nekuti imo muno muamerica manga mune rusarira ganda rwakawanda vanhu vatema vasingakwanise kuwanikwa ivo vachienda kunovhota munzvimbo dzimwe vasingabvumirwe kuti vapinde saka Dr. Martin Luther King ndozvimwe zvavakarwira vakati dai kusina vanhu vakadai saMartin Luther King vatitaurwa uyu pasina utongi hwatakaona apo takaona muamerica muchiwana imo muine mutungamiri wechitema vaBarack Obama munguva yatevera vanoti kupinda kwavaBarack Obama kunoratidza kuti mabasa akabatwa naVamartin Luther King akawanikwa iwo achizodyara zvakawanda imo muno uyezve akasimbaradza vechitema kuti vawanikwawo vachiti tinozvigona vachizowanikwawo vachitora mabasa epamusoro.
Yes, Marvelous, I believe you had a discussion with Dr. Moses Lumano on MLK Day. So let's listen to the interview that he did.
Makadi kwa muri mese muri ye Zimbabwe. Zita rangu ndini Dr. Moses Lumano. Muzvina fundo pa Friends University kuwichita ku Kansas. Nasi kuno ku America I holiday inonzi Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. I holiday inoitwa mukucherechedza ubasa wakaitwa na Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. ku America. Apo wairwira kodzero dzevanhu vatema munyika yeAmerica wakanga wasingakwaniseba kuti wavhote uye wakanga wachidzvinyirirwa neutongi hwevachena munyika yeAmerica. Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. wakashanda chaizvo kuti kodzero dzevanhu vatema dzinge dzinosimudzirwa pamusoro chaizvo. Saka nhasi kuno kuAmerica vanhu vakazorora vachirangarira ubasa hwakaitwa na Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Isusu tinoongorora kuti ubasa hwakanaka hwakaitwa uhu hunotidzidzisawo sezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe nekuti tinoziva kuti Zimbabwe yakanga iri pasi pewapambe pfumi wabzvinyiriri wakanga wachinetsa vanhu vatema. Pari zvino tinoona kuti isusu sezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe uye nepasi rese reAfrica vanhu vanofanira kuita kodzero dzavo dzekuvhota kusarudza watungamiriri wavanoda zvisina babopoto zvisina bakurwisana zvisina bakupikisana nekuti zvido zvevanhu ndo zvinofanira kuti zviitwe. Saka zvinotikosherawo isusu sevanhu vanobva kuAfrica kunyanyanya kuZimbabwe kudzidza zvakanaka zvakaitwa naDr. Martin Luther King Jr. Waisaita baiwo zvekurwisana kana zvekupikisana waida kuti zvawaichemera zvinzwisisike.
But Marvelous, I think we've got Dr. Lumano right now with us, so maybe you can add one or two words to what you are saying. Dr. Lumano, welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, so is Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day today? What's your comment on that?
It's a very special holiday that we commemorate the act of non-violence that was promoted by Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And we get the lessons that through non-violence we can achieve sustainable peace and development world over.
So now, Marvelous, chip in.
I wonder, Farah, kuti makwanisa kuyapachirungwa. Dr. Rumano. Moti itana ngurota, atu kuzwa mamuru sa uramazi. Wakanaka chaiju. Atitika kuzwa uti nyanya taka charisa na nesaru jubiliku ya. Juhishu kazi zwe Zimbabwe.
Zimbabwe ine zvakawanda zvainodzidza kuti chikuru chezvese runyararo ndorwunofanira kuti rwuremekedzwe. Kodzero dzevanhu dzinofanira kuti dziremekedzwe. Sarudzo ngadziitwe murunyararo. Vanhu vachisarudza wamiririri wavanoda kuti vafambire mberi nebasa rekusimudzira nyika yeZimbabwe. Zvichireva izvo kuti zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvese zvinofanira kuti zvigofara munyika yavo kana munyika yedu yeZimbabwe. Zvinokwanisika izvozvo chete kana vanhu vachinge vane kodzero dzekuti vanosarudza vatungamiriri wavanoda pasina kumanikidzwa uye pasina kana kutsutsumwa kunenge kuripo.
Yes, go ahead, Marcus.
Maybe if you can give us that in English, what can be drawn from the recognition of Martin Luther King looking at the upcoming elections in Zimbabwe?
Yes, with the forthcoming elections penciled for next year in Zimbabwe, I would want to encourage all the citizens of Zimbabwe to go and register to be eligible voters. And I encourage all the stakeholders to make it possible for eligible Zimbabweans to cast their votes so that we have free and fair elections without any disputes that come from the process. A process of election, it is enshrined in the Constitution of Zimbabwe that every Zimbabwe has a right to cast a vote and choose who they want to be their representative or their leaders, either in parliament or in government at large. So I would want to share this message to all Zimbabweans listening that it is our constitutional right to choose the leaders that we believe in, the leaders that share the aspirations and hope that can take Zimbabwe to the next higher level in terms of social, economic, and political development, which could bring in a lot of stability, and that could usher jobs and so many other developments across a variety of sectors in our nation.
Dr. Rumano, we know that today is a holiday day, but you're not only a professor, you're also a farmer. So are you tending to your farm? What happens during winter like this when you have a holiday like this?
Yes. So right now, as I'm celebrating, I'm producing a lot of cornmeal in order to feed my fellow Zimbabweans across the United States. So as I'm speaking right now, I just decided to take a break from the warehouse, from the plant, because I feel it is important that we feed the people of Zimbabwe and other nationalities that enjoy our organic products.
Ndombo taura neshona tisati enda kuna Gibbs kuti tinoona ehe muri muzvinafundo uyezve munotarisa zvepolitics asi muri murimi mukurimo mopazuva rino raDr. Martin Luther King tichiona kuti izuva rezororo muri kuitei nenguva yenyu.
Tichipemberera Dr. Martin Luther King holiday kudai taona zvakakodzera isusu weRuman Milling Company kuti tigadzire hupfu hwakawanda nekuti tinoda kuti vanhu vafare pavanenge vachipemberera ubasa hukuru hwakaitwa naDr. Martin Luther King Jr. Naizvozvo isusuwo titori kushanda izvozvi kuti vanhu vakwanise kudya nekuti kana vanhu vadya waguta runyararo rwunokwanisika kuti rwuvepo uye vanhu vanotanga kuzotaura nyaya dzakanaka dzebudiriro nekuti vanenge vasina banzara.
Now tell us, Dr. Rumano, how can Zimbabweans claim that right in terms of voting?
Well, Zimbabweans need to be encouraged to go and register to vote to begin with. And I hope that all Zimbabweans would go and cast their votes in a peaceful way, in a non-violent way, where there could be no cases of violence or intimidation. But the Zimbabweans are encouraged to go and vote and choose who they want to be their leaders for the next tenure that will come after the election results have been announced.
Thank you very much, and stay on the line. Let's turn to Mr. Musani Musontini. So, Mr. Mdini, when we look at Martin Luther King, he was not only a fighter for racial and other issues, you know, for stopping racial segregation and other issues. He was also a minister of religion. So what was the impact of that in terms of communities? If ever there is a person who believes so much in religion coming to the people to talk about human rights and other issues. Do we have some similarities back home in Zimbabwe?
To answer your question, you know, the gospel that is being taught by our clergymen back home is the gospel of prosperity. It is totally not what Martin Luther King stood for as a bishop. What we are seeing in Zimbabwe, we have prophets and bishops that sometimes you wonder if they even believe in the Bible. I'll use, for instance, you know, there is a young gentleman, I'm not going to say his name, who has a church in Maryland. If he's seen in Africa, he's, you know, frequenting clubs and, you know, drinking and doing many other things that are, you know, not appropriate for a bishop. So that is totally the opposite of what Martin Luther King stood for. So I don't think I can convey. That doesn't mean that we don't have such, you know, bishops and men of cloth. We do have them. But when you look in Zimbabwe, the ones that are prominent, the ones that are followed by people, are definitely, you know, preaching the gospel of prosperity. And sometimes we wonder where their gospel, you know, comes from. Sometimes we don't even hear them reading a Bible in their churches, but they keep preaching prosperity and prophecies that, you know, sometimes I wonder what they truly stand for.
Yeah, so far I'm still very good. I'm off channel, especially Twitter, is segment delay, Eskruma, Ako, Martin Luther King Jr. This is Ngena Owen. Yeah, ufaya ngesintu ngamafutha ngesintu kakhulu.
No, mina umbono wami angiboni ngikhangela uMartin Luther King njengomuntu wengwe eBhayibhelini, ngimkhompe lamaprofethi amaningi esiwabonayo eZimbabwe ngalezo nsuku abakhanya bembaxa mbili. Kwesinye isikhathi bathola besemaklabhu bekholisa benatsha, kwesinye isikhathi bathole betshaya ama-prophecies. Ungani kuthiwa amaprofethi amaningi labobhishopu abaningi ngalezo nsuku bakhuluma ngevangeli lenotho, abasakhulumi ngevangeli elakudala elinjengevangeli elalikhulunywa ngoMartin Luther King.
Yes, siyabonga kakhulu ke. Let's bring in Dr. Moses Khumalo just briefly, and then we turn into other issues. Quiet, marvelous.
Yes, Dr. Khumalo, tochitaurai edu mazviri ekupedzisira muchienda henyu kunoita basa renyu rekurima. Motipawo mazviri ekupedzisira takatarisa mabasa atikuona achibatwa nemamwe mafundisi munyika pari zvino tichikompea nezvatakaona zvichiitwa naDr. Martin Luther King, nekuti mambotaura kuti vakange vari mufundisi veimwe chechi imomuno muAmerica.
Martin Luther King Jr. waikurudzira kuti zvizvarwa zvechitema zviwane kodzero dzekusarudza uye kuti wavewo vanhu vanopuwa kodzero dzavo. KuZimbabwe tinenge taakuona kuti vafundisi vako kana vaprofiti variko vanenge vari kuda kungotauraiwo kuti panapa tingaite sei kuti tibva tapfuma tibude nezvimwe apa kuti zvinenge zvinoda kuti varikuda kutsvaga solution nekukasika nekukasika ipapo. Vamwe vacho vachiita zvemashura zvinozova zvinozopikisana nezvinenge zvakanyorwa mumagwaro eBhaibheri. Kurudziro yangu ndeyekuti vanenge vakasarudzwa kana kuti vanenge vakapikira kushandira Mwari, ubasa hwavo hunofanira kuva huchitaridzika zvakanaka uye vanhu vasinganyunyuteba nenyaya dzimwe dzatinozonzwa dzakawanda. Saka ndinongokurudzira kuti vanenge vasarudza kutungamira vanhu nezvechechi ngavamire pachokwadi uye vachitungamirirwa neBhaibheri kuti rinotii muupenyu hwevanhu vanenge vachinetseka, vachitambudzika. Vanhu vanoda kuti vabatsirwe kuti vaone chiedza mukati menyika yeZimbabwe.
Chochiti mazwenyu ekupedzisira, vanenge vachida kukuonai kana vachida tenga osha muri kugadzira ikoko kune zvimwe vanokubata ipapi kana zororo rinora Dr. Martin Luther King rapera
vanenge vachida kutenga zvatinogadzira inova organic achishandise ma fertilizer iya inokonzera zvirwere vanotibata padande mutande kana pa website inoti www.redstarmaput.com. pane maputi aripo akafanana nekumusha ane salt, uye pane maputi mahoney flavored anobatsira pama allergies, uye pane hupfu huripo hwengwerewere nehupfu hwemugaiwa zvekare, uye takawedzera roller mill yapo yekuti vanenge vachida chikafu chavanenge vachida vanokwanisa kutenga kudaro. Munguva pfupi iri kuteera kupera kwemwedzi uno tinenge taane high fiber inosanganisira iyo organic wheat, inosanganisira iyo ngwerewere, inosanganisira mugaiwa, uye inosanganisira zvekare neinonzi spelt flour.
Thank you.
Unova vachida kuita utano hwakanaka.
Thank you. And finally, I think you are also a soccer fan, right?
Yes.
Zimbabwe Warriors versus Guinea tomorrow.
Yes.
And the previous games, what's the take?
Well, I predict that the Warriors are going to win this time. There is the hope that we can always make it. And I would want to encourage all the soccer fans, the listeners, and the players to have that determination and dedication that they can carry the Zimbabwean flag high and above.
So considering that Zimbabwe was beaten by Malawi, you know where Malawi is?
Yes.
You know Malawi, right?
Yes, sir.
So now, remember that Malawi was always on the receiving end when it comes to soccer, you know, versus Zimbabwe. But
yes,
this time around, Zimbabwe got hit, you know. What hit the Warriors? What happened?
My comment is a soccer ball is spherical. It is round, so it can roll either side.
So
we should not look down upon those teams or countries that did not perform well in the past. There's always room for change. There's always room for improvement. And I would want to encourage the Zimbabwean soccer players that go out, guys, there with all the skills and talents, and know that we are behind you. There's hope. Continue to do well.
So I'll ask you to stay because we've got some people who are talking about soccer. Just hold on 1 second. Let me try to bring in somebody who talks about soccer, and just listen very attentively what this gentleman is saying about soccer. So let's try to bring him. I think I've got him here. So just listen to this interview that was done by Ezra Chisaspanda. I think we've got two of these interviews. Here it comes.
Is there any Dmitry Prosper Chindara?
Prosper Chindara.
Yeah.
Hey, Mokaro.
Look at Abanaba for my BC cottages.
Okay.
Saka,
one of my warriors, a single row and a Senegal, a row, a car, Nemalawi.
Nemalawi.
Who did she know?
For my love, Senegal, Kumanaga Tambos Ranak. Gati coach Akachinja, my players. And my players are Akachinja, Papa, a Senegal, Akasian, and Malawi. One of them.
She is a cousin.
I was a bad guy.
Squad iriko mazvano hakuna kana player ma team ino matatu kuti chine zvose.
Ndruti kare kwaiva nema players e Dynamos Nyalenda ne Caps United, but pari zvino sezvo ari coach Platinum rangoonawo ma players akati wandei Platinum chirova kuti anenge ari kusara,
but sezvo arohwa muruti chine zvose.
Asi zvaro haindiri kuti ngapiwa another chance, but asarudze ma best players vari kugona kutamba bhora muti vananyakona nakamba wakakwara pati wasarudze vamwa awe ne selection iri nayo
saka iye vatsigirwe mutambo wenhabvu muri kuti chii kwavari bhozi vanhu vakawanda vatorudza hope nezimbabwe nemaurira muri kuti chiini izvozvo
hatingotarisirawo kuti at least pakangohwinopa gini apa at least zvinenge zviri nani tombomupanguva mapedzi.
So there you are, Dr. Rumano. Let's start with Mtini. Mtini also loves soccer, you know. Mtini, go ahead. You had this segment talk about the Warriors, you know. What's your take?
Yeah, I wish the Warriors, you know, could have done better, but unfortunately, I think the game that is they'll be playing, I don't know whether it's today or tomorrow, is really a consolation game. There is nothing that's going to come out of it. It's just a game for them to, you know, leave the tournament, hopefully, with a win. That is my hope. But I think when you look at, soccer in Zimbabwe, I think I was listening to, you know, someone that was, who mentioned that, one, you know, the average age for our players is around 31. So that shows that maybe we don't have, good development, programs. We should be able to have people that are 21 or even less representing the country. So, you know, we can only hope that they'll win the last game. For Zimbabwe to lose to Malawi, there are certain countries that growing up as a soccer fan, you know, there were countries like Malawi, Botswana, Namibia.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those were not countries to lose to. But that's where we are now. I think maybe we need to really rebuild, start from scratch. Even if most part we need to take some time off from participating in these tournaments and try to build our program.
Mm-hmm.
I think if we can fix what's happening at Zifa, and then from there we can build a better program.
Yes, so far as the video game, I'm trying to say, I go to Uruma.
No, I'm not going to know. I'm going to know. It came as a silly, see, at this would be a warrior, the winning. When the look would be a suge, lay, tournament, Bella Manda, would be a much tournament as I am against a son. Or Uma's Kangela, Zimbabwe, loser, Emma country, and then Malawi. Kwakungenzakali thina sakhula sathanda isoccer ukuthi ubone izimbabwe iluza ibomalawi omozambique omozambique othwana ama-country ayemancane kakhulu esoccer so lokhu yethusa ukubona isoccer yathi lokhu ingatsha yadilika but asithembeni ukuthi mhlawumbe nxa singathatha kumbe iminyaka engu-5 sishiyane lama-tournament sibuyeleni ku-drawing board sizame ukudevelopha i-program yethu kuhle kuhle mhlawumbe singaphenduka sibe lesokha ehloniphekayo.
Thank you very much, Marvelous. And Dr. Rumano,
ngikendiyende kuna Dr. Rumano kuti imi munoona sei yiro enye yenhabvu.
Ya inini panhau yemutambo wenhabvuyu ndiri kuona kuti unofanira kukurudzirwa kubvira wana wachiri wadiki kubvira kuprimary wana wari kusekondari kana pane wanokwanisa kuti wanenge wane maskills nematalents anofanira kuti asimudzirwe maskills yaa nematalents kuita kuti tikwanise kuti wana wano kune wana wakawanda wane zvipo zvekutamba bhora chatinoda ndechekukurudzira wana ivava uye nekuti tiwe neurongwa kana maprograms anobatsira wana wechidiki kuti watambe bhora wachizoziva kuti mukati mekutamba bhora rine upenyu hwekuti vanokwanisa kurarama vachingotamba bhora uye munyika yezimbabwe saka ndinokurudzira kuti kune vana vachiri wechidiki vanofarira mutambo wenhabvu uye vanogona kubvira vari kuprimary vari kusekondari vari kumacolleges vari kumauniversities ngatirambe tichikurudzira vakomana ivava vanotamba bhora kuti vanyatsoramba vachi kuti tivabatsire mune maskills awainawo iyayo kuti wasimuke pamberi wazomiririra nyika yezimbabwe kwete kuti tizongozikanwa nekuti tinenge tiri muswe haiwaka izvozvo kwete ngatishandei nesimba.
Thank you very much. Here's another gentleman who talked about soccer today with Ezra Chisaspanda. There he comes.
Ndinzvanongobanda igama ngu Dominic Matuli
Matule.
Matula.
Matula. Eh, nasi wabafana biura Zimbabwe, sisi wipilo AFCON.
Ai, tuwati loku. Loku vele, demara teliba promise wena vele, ai. Mwono jita telini his page, upgrade or something. Mwai, ama uri ya zampo na vele, au kindo utaenza. Timu nyevi.
Ukabangani, utandu ubaketana wunga, nini urepe uzali kora?
Ah, vele kuketana his bongo. Ungubunga kanyila lila na kuya kuwena uzatoti zbunga zima chepele genji ziluchwa ana mbira gaziliku
kututi gudu msika kutuwe ngao ugwena anu kwa transeze ya uyege rudali poro mbu kutuwe
ahiku na kabele kabele
udalama klapu kupe
mbabele hitu hoti
yeah.
Udalama klapu
so wena njimu hitu kutu mwezi babu ngao wana sifo mbuti wana kwa malawe ganji kususu
Gakudu, gakudu.
Wena uzali pora vese. Ukani ngomuzi wepora, uzali pora.
Aya, nga uzali
pora. Azamu lizali.
Ngangi lizali.
Esa pora li mtu?
Ya, ili.
Akula playa elenda wakensa tu?
Akula. Akula. Lieta ina mwazi yako na gaiku.
Fela kwa mwazi yako na gaiku. Fela kwa mwazi yako na mwazi yako na
gaiku. Ay, ikura na kuna. Mketo na hizi paka.
So, chuta si nda wepora le.
Aga si nda. Aga si nda.
Wala kesi sumbani kama?
Kama namu, Caroline Moore.
Caroline Moore. Wenzani mboro se ground ni pora lapa mbe ya metene su wenzana?
Mna lapa nge na mtu chande sport.
Okay.
Nalo anjala metene. Azu suga alesensi angina parati bounce.
Okay. So, you wenda maori ya Zimbabwe national team. Uti na maori ya zla?
Hey, nivo nile. But as such, I'm not going to be able to do it.
The problem is winning up on the local.
I'm not going to be able to do it.
I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not
going to be able to
Ubona njani abantu ba Karoti ngamngena ba players njani dana most labo ayilinda squad azale senze kuhle
yakona ukukhathekile ukuthi sihlanganise ama players eyayilinda yawe Dynamo kunjani bafundise nabafana abancane lapho ukuthi bathule indlela omadinda ababili bamba ngalibhora even lakuda
umadinda kade bayazosa ukhona
hawa sebe namuhla yini
awukhona kade umadinda
asemfuna
yebo uthi nxa ukhangela ithini le na fapish la le wona njani
Leana ila hey ipenza kahle sibi
kodwa ukukhumbela la le phela ngekukhumbela
ngakho lapha ngani laba bafana ngani kwesikhathi bayi ethisangazi kuthi indlala
kumbe ujinde ukhoti izifa sala sifuna ukhitha ubani
akuthinje ukhoti
ukhoti wesesini umbona ana mangkhoti ngona ngona
Ai, bitinjing babona mina bidlala kangawo kakhulu
ngabandla
athi pathi ikhoche nafanele abavuthi bafana enzani so kubambe qini lapha qini lapha laba abafana abadle basuthi kuda kulezinsuku kuhlangene leyisi ukuthi bangayihlule
basuthi
basuthi abafana laba ahambe baye
so nikhalela ukwenzana uyalo uzabo sisebenza lapha ethengisa osabuyeli kusport
Ai, kate se sporti, se si kukabanya avantwana, uti kapara me vai pampi.
Ai, se bom.
Si kata avanta ve, ki wago me rezultat.
Ai, se bom.
Me pampi.
Ai,
se
bom. Ai, se bom.
There you are, marvelous. You know, our sister here is talking about soccer as well. I know many Zimbabweans love soccer so much, you know. And when you listen to some of these sisters talking about soccer, they are very serious about what is going on in the country, you know, because people are thinking that things are going the wrong way. Now they are thinking of the Reinhard Fabisch times, you know, and all those kind of things. So people are not happy, marvelous, not happy at all, right?
Yeah. Chuko na vashinji, baruku taura, wanga wakatari sila kuti tumezengu wa Zimbabwe. Inga Kunda, Malawi. Asi doktora kwa ita Dr. Moses Rumano kuti mubora hauti ya shumaito. Hautari sile shumaito kwa tapasi. Amino rigeite ni kwa wari watike mazware kwenye. Saura ye.
Ya bora, mutambo unobata niza wanuese wenyika. Saka Paris zvino tinenge tinoona kuti vanhu vanenge vasisisina bakutarisira kupamusoro soro kuya. Ngatiti wanokwanisa wese kutamba bhora kubvira vana vari kuprimary, vanenge vari kusekondari, vari kumacollege, vari kumauniversity. Uye kana pane mapato ehurumende anotarisawo nezvemasports, ngaakwanisewo kubuda achienda kunze kunobatsira vana ivavo. Kana pane zvavanokwanisa kubatsira, nekuti mutambo uyu unopa kuti vanhu vabatane senyika, vanhu vagari vari pamwe chete, vanhu vachiwirirana uye vanhu vachiwaraidzwa zvekare. Kune vanhu vanenge vachikwanisa kutamba, zvinogona kuzovabatsira muupenyu, nekuti tinoonawo kune dzimwe nyika dzakabudirira. Vanotamba bhora ndovhunika rabasa ravo iro. Saka kuZimbabwe tine vana vane matalents iyayo nemaskills. Zvinoda kuti tibatsirane nevana ivavo. Ini ndinoramba chingokurudzira chete kuti ngatitambei, ngativei nechinangwa chiri pamusoro-soro, nekuti senyika ndozvatinofanira kuita kuti kana masports tinobudirira tikashanda pamwe chetepo.
So where is the starting point now? Because Zimbabwe is going home after the game tomorrow. What should be done, Dr. Ruman?
Yeah, we need to go back to the drawing board. Find out where did we go wrong. What should be improved? I believe in continuous improvement. So what I encourage to all our soccer lovers out there, let's not lose hope. Let's go to the drawing board and find out how best can we help, how best can we improve our talents, especially the young upcoming soccer players. Let's provide the necessary support and encouragement, and let's provide opportunities so that they can see that there's light at the end of the tunnel.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Hold on 1 second. Let's get a soccer legend to talk about soccer. He's talking with Ezra Chesapanda. Here they come.
The Zimbabwe Stars legend, Gweru United legend, he played for those clubs in the by then Super League, then Premier League. And then he also went to coach Langisha Steel, working with Mandikora. They took Langisha Steel to the Premier League in Zimbabwe. And not with the first team. He's still alive. He's a businessman in Bulawayo. What we witnessed at AFCON was shocking and very disappointing. What's your take?
Extremely shocking, yeah. You know, right now, I was looking at the average age of those players, you know. And secondly, you look at the fact that we don't have a player from Islanders, we don't have a player from Dynamos. You know, there's something wrong. There's some considering the amount of sponsorship that has been was injected, you know, to fund those boys.
Why is the average players of the national side now 31? Zimbabwe, we used to around 23, 24.
It's desperation. It's desperation. It's because of this lack of youth development program. Unless we get the Babas, you know, Islanders need to duplicate, get another Baba. And
develop
the youngsters. Then we come up with the new Peter Ndlovu, Sergeant Saul, you know, all those young players. You know.
You are experienced like all other legends, because all the legends are saying exactly what you are saying. So what can be done to fix this? Because we don't have power to interfere. What do you think should be done?
Everything boils down to Zifa. But you can't do anything without Zifa's authority in football. Who is it, Zifa?
Are you players, former players, consulted like what they do in Germany, England, to consult former players?
You can't be consulted with those people. Because once you start, they think you are interfering and you want to be the super chairman, it's a problem already.
What is your trying to help?
What you are trying to help?
They say, I want to take my position.
Exactly.
So there's no way you can fix our football here.
It's a problem. It's a problem. You know, I've talked to my fellow friends, you know, Douglas Molloy's, you know, all those guys, you know, friends, you know, they tried, you know, to try and come in and say, look, we want to put in former footballers. But it's a problem. It's a problem.
Football is run by people who never kicked the ball.
If you go to the elections for this post, you know, the amount of chicaneries and whatnot that go
on. And then you bribery and all that.
All those things, you know, then you say, do you want to be involved in that?
Yeah. Who's going to maintain your clean name?
Exactly.
So you went to Zimbabwe and you are listening all over the world, hearing from somebody who played football. What's your message to them? Well, Zimbabwe has lost hope now. I don't know what.
But I'll take you back a little bit, Ezra. Look at even now our former players, Omanu Dibango, Opasua, who are coaching outside Zimbabwe. They do well.
Meaning they supported well. The system, supported.
Exactly. So it's not really, you know, they can't blame with the ex players want to come and do this and whatnot. They get fed up, they move, they do well outside.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, sir. Yes.
Now, Marvelous, I think we are hearing a certain kind of theme here from all these people. You know, people who are managing soccer in Zimbabwe, they are saying, no. That's where the problem is. You know, the way soccer is being run, it's all politics, according to them. So maybe we can bring in Mr. Ntini to analyze some of these things. Ntini?
Yes. I think for me, I truly didn't expect too much to come from, the Warriors. And I say this because we don't have a single stadium that is FIFA approved. We have a FIFA that is pretty much being suspended. We have a coach that is not a permanent coach who just was brought in, last minute. This coach never had enough time with the players. So when you look at all those things holistically, you cannot expect any manager to be able to deliver, to lead a team. Especially when you look at the local players. You know, lucky enough, we have foreign players that are playing at a very high level under appropriate conditions. But when you look at local players, they are not practicing or even playing within, proper fields on a day-to-day basis. So you can't expect such people to do well when they go to these tournaments.
Mm-hmm.
I'll use an example. If someone was playing a Fukuin, whether you're barefoot, and then all of a sudden you go to a stadium where Liverpool is playing, chances are you're not going to do too well because your feet are not even used to that type of environment. So I think we really need to look at the administration of the game of soccer. I agree with the other gentleman in Wichita that we really need to start from scratch, promote the local juniors so that these juniors of one day they will represent the Warriors.
Yes,
I think Chane, I would now Kangela, Ama players, and Tala, Pule Zimbabwe, as Lalela is getting among Antalupu. Jalosia Wona is Zifa, a Yoga Kokelayo, is Zifa under suspension for Missifa. Jalosia Wono coach Loko, Namdo Joy, every 3 days, in Kutazuta lead the team ngayo. Ama players most probably are really Kintiswana Ismali Zawes Kondile. So Mas Kangela and G years Babi soccer. And you won't with Ama players and Malela will use Babu would like to be Malela F Queen. Who so tatwa with Zalela was stadium FIFA approved. Ungege wins a rushi. Ombuno and Gunele silungise ama-fields wethu wenzela ukuthi ama-players alokhali edlalele imbuqu kumastadium alungileyo.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke. Maybe let's have Dr. Rumano. Go ahead, Mavlas.
Dr. Rumano, ini muri mudzidzisi pachikoro chikuru ikoko kuWichita. Asi zvinhu zvamungataurirawo vabereki nekuti vamwe vanotorambidza vana kuti ukatamba bhora waakuita zvechibenzi tingoita zvechikoro. Mungataura chiku vabereki vanenge vane vana vane talent yekutamba bhora.
Ndinoda kukurudzira vabereki wese vane vana vane zvipo zvekutamba bhora kuti vavakurudzire kuti vaende kunotamba bhora. Hazvina kashata aba kuti vana vaende kunotamba bhora. Ndozvinopa kuti vakwanise kuzogara vachitaurana navamwe vanhu nyaya, vachikwanisa kunzwisisa kuti kana dai vanhu vakasiyana, zvinoreva kuti tese takangosikwa naMwari nemufananidzo waMwari. Saka zvinobatsira izvozvo kuti vana pavanokura wanokura wachinzwawo zvakasiyana pfungwa dzevamwe vanhu zvinokurudzirwa muupenyu uye ndokuti vanhu vakwanise kuzogarisana zvakanaka kune vanhu kumarudzi nemarudzi akasiyana kana vanhu vanobva kune nzvimbo dzakasiyana-siyana kana dai wane ganda rakasiyana zvinobatsira kuti wana wakure wakagwinya uye wana wane kuona kunenge kuri pamusoro mune zvavanoita.
Thank you. Okay, maybe in English, I was just asking that you're a top professor here in the United States. But we see that when some young children want to actually, they have a talent, they want to play soccer, some of the parents say, no, this is not, I want you to be a doctor or a lawyer. You're going wayward. What's your take on that?
One thing about talent or talents is it is something that is universal. If a kid is talented in Tebeleland, North, South, in Mashonaland, East, West, Central, we just have to encourage those kids to go and play. It is the best way for young people to socialize and to appreciate diversity and celebrate diversity and God-given talents and skills. So I encourage parents who have kids who can play. Even those that are not very good at it, those that can cheer up, they should be encouraged to go and cheer up there so that they can exercise, they can have so many friends. And at the end of the day, that is what is encouraged world over for people from different creeds, races, faith, to get together and celebrate issues of diversity.
Now, Dr. Romano, there's something that I heard from most people here. They are saying the national squad is not a squad without Timbare and Poso players. Why?
Well, I guess those could be their ideas, their opinions, but what I feel is wherever there's any talent that has been spotted, it means it can be recruited. Any soccer player from anywhere, as long as they have the skills, then it means they can represent the nation. Not specifically from two teams that are popular in Zimbabwe. We should be able to give room to young and up-growing talents so that they can be given the opportunity to shine and represent our country.
Right, Mr. Ntini, chip in there. So Timbare and Poso players are not in. So people are saying, no, this is not a squad at all. It looks like a football kick around, you know?
No, I don't think that the national team should be picked, you know, just from the two biggest teams. It should be based on merit and talent. Even if someone doesn't even play at any of these clubs, if someone plays for a university, if someone plays for some high school and they are talented, they should be able to be put in and, you know, play in the national team. It should not be Highlanders and Dynamos at all.
Yeah, bakhuluma abantu ungathini ngakhona ukuthi bathi nxa ungela Poso kumbe ungela abantu ovela kuDimbare asikho squad lokho.
Hayi, ngiyala lokho mina ngithi iqembu kumele libe liqembu elifakwa abantu abazi ukudlala. Kungadingeki ukuthi lidlale iqembu ngenzalo ukuthi umuntu athi use-high school, use-university. Siyazi ukuthi kulamazimbabweni esikhuluma kunjalo dlala isoka lapha emelika kumele bezame ukubadonsa bona babedlalele ama-warriors bekhangele abantu ngendlela abadlala ngayo hatshi ukuthi bavela kuliphi club ikakhulu ungalandela lokho othi umuntu kumele vele u-Highlanders kumbe ku-Dynamos kulapho kusuka kube le-corruption khona ngoba uyabe usulandela imali.
Thank you very much. And the final thing, yes or no, should the coach go? Should he be fired? Dr. Romano, should the coach go? Should he be fired? Reasons?
The coach should be retained because he now knows the weaknesses of the players. He should be given the opportunity, benefit of doubt for continuous improvement. I always believe in continuous improvement.
Each
time that we hire and fire, then it means we have no track record.
Thank you so much. We thank Dr. Moses Romano. He is here in USA. We also wish to thank Mr. Busani Musontini. He's a Zimbabwean who lives in New York. And signing off is Kip Stube saying good night, Zimbabwe. And thanks so much to Ezra Chisa Spanda. with all the videos. Marvelous.
Yes, a special thank you to Dr. Moses Romano, who is a professor at Wichita University in Kansas here in the United States, and he's also a master farmer. He is really marvelous.
Thank you.